Today is Friday, June 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different, except it is kind of. And actually, it's kind of Saturday and Friday and both. I don't know which it is. I'm in kind of a weird time loop because... so I'm streaming on Pride48.com live, and my time... It's 11 p.m., but Pride 48 time, which is the only time zone that matters, apparently, it's 12 a.m., which is actually the 27th. So it's kind of, RT Cruiser in the chat room is telling me that it's Saturday. So I guess I should have said, it's Saturday, June 27th, 2020. Anyway, so I'm a little confused. I actually recorded a show earlier. And so I don't even know if I'm going to release this to my devoted listeners. But I'm joined this evening because there's absolutely no way that I could fill an hour all by myself coherently. I could probably babble about some Arkansas trivia or something. But I'm joined by Archer. So hi, Archer.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm actually coming to you from the future because it is actually... Saturday, June 27th for me.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, that's why I'm so confused. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, we're right on the cusp. It's funny because, not really funny, haha, but like when I'm setting up everything, it's funny. The streaming server is on Eastern time. The streaming server is on Central time. The stuff that I use, cause I record every show as well, like as a backup, and then we play them on the stream and stuff like that. And So that's also on Central time, but then everything we put on the website is Eastern. So when I'm entering things in, I'm like, 11 PM, that's 10 PM. Then I have to go back over it. But, so anyway, how are you? How's it going? You live in DC, right?
I am in Washington, DC. Yeah. Things are going well. We are surviving the pandemic and not doing a whole lot, actually. So,
You're already retired, so I guess you were used to just kind of.
Yes, actually, I say that to people because I've been retired for 3 years now, as of the 23rd of June, and I had already gotten used to not going anywhere and being home a lot during the day. So when the pandemic hit, I'm just like, the only difference is now my husband's home.
So, yeah. So, and he's still working.
Not anymore. He's done now.
Oh, he's done now. Okay.
Because he's a teacher. So his the school year finished.
I want to retire.
Why don't you?
I can't. You know, I was looking at something. I don't even know what it was. My phone, like, I have an Android phone. And so, iPhone is fine, you know, if you like that sort of thing. But I have an Android phone, and so there's this thing called Google Now where you can have it as a screen on your phone. You swipe over to the left or right or whatever, and it brings you up like a feed, you know, of whatever. And you can put stocks in there, you can put news, and it just decides what it thinks I'm interested in. And a lot of times it's like it's really good, or some, but like occasionally it gets it wrong. Like it thought that I wanted to hear about Hannah from Below Deck. Like every little, I don't even know if you watch Below Deck, but
I'm familiar. Yeah.
For a while I watched Below Deck. Everyone, I'm looking at the chat room. Sorry. As I talk to the channel, looking at the chat room over here. So I used to watch Below Deck a lot, and my phone has thought, because apparently there was drama with Hannah this season, and I haven't been watching it, but my phone's been giving me like, you know, all of this stuff.
But did you watch it on your phone?
No, but Google just I don't know, through the magic of Googleness. Well,
the magic of tracking, because they track you on every device you have, whether it be your laptop, desktop, whatever.
They're seeing my eyeballs. I mean, I don't know. So Springham in the chat room lives blood. I like it, but you know what? I didn't watch the most recent series. I think it'd be really fun to go on one of those. But
to
then
be a contestant?
No, not a contestant. It's to go on a yacht and have a, you know, have them waiting on you hand and foot. And
oh, those... I thought you wanted to be one of the crew.
No. Well, that would be fun as well. I mean, anybody who's done that before is probably laughing at me right now. Like, oh my God, it's so much work. Like, it's not fun at all. But I would want to go and like, you know, you tell them beforehand, this is what I like to eat. So I could say, right. I don't like seafood, you know, or whatever.
So they wouldn't cook you seafood then.
Right. Well, okay. These are private charters. They're like, you know, but the one thing that lets me know that I'll never be able to go on one of those is because when these people leave, they leave a tip. And the tip that they leave, they're leaving like, I'm making up a number here.
$15,000. No, I've heard this.
No, it's
$15,000.
Oh, much more than that. They're like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 tips. Because, well, maybe not that much, but I mean, huge. I mean, I've seen really big tips, like $50,000 or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, if you are tipping $50,000, how much did the cruise cost? Like,
a couple hundred thousand dollars.
There's no way. I mean, I bought a house for what they probably spend for.
You're a one percenter though, so you
can. Right. I don't even remember what I was going to, because there was a reason that I brought up Google and Google Now, and then I don't even remember what I was talking about. I got on Below Deck. There was some reason that I said that, and now I don't remember it all.
You know, it's like going down a YouTube rabbit hole. You don't know what video you started with, and then you end with something completely different.
Exactly. Have they given you back your YouTube channel yet?
No.
I
haven't asked for it back either. And I had a question I was just going to ask you, going back to what you were just talking about. And you made me lose it. I can't think of it. Anyway.
We're both forgetting things. So one thing that I wanted to talk about, we do have a little bit. I did ask the listeners for some questions, and I know that you have some questions for me as well if we need to fill
that point, need it, yeah.
But one thing I wanted to start with, I'm going to pull it out right now. Oh. Don't. I'm pulling this out.
Wait. We should tell the listeners
we're on
Zoom and I can see what you just pulled
out. And
it's not as big as I thought it was going to be.
Oh my God. Oh no. It's cold too for some reason. I don't know, but
maybe that's why it's so small.
How dare you? So I pulled out for the chat room, and I'm looking at you right now. I pulled out some wine. Now, the reason I did this, first of all, this was a gift. So Mark's, I should say our friends. So, you know, a lot of people, and I've heard this say, it doesn't sound like Adam has a whole lot of friends there in Arkansas.
and
maybe you said it. I don't know. And the truth is, I really don't. But I don't need a lot of I'm an introverted person, and so like it's fine with me. Like I could have gone out and joined all these gay groups, and you know, I mean, we do have gay groups here, and there's a couple of gay bars in Fayetteville and stuff. I mean, I could have done all that, but I was like, eh. And then I met Mark. You know, I wasn't really into that. And then I met Mark, and then I just kind of started going to all the Filipino parties. And then, you know, but
oh,
I wouldn't.
No, I understand. You now have his friends.
Yeah.
You don't have your own friends.
But I have a gay community. It's Pride 48. I mean, like all of my gay friends are in Pride 48, but they're just all online.
We're all virtual. That doesn't really count, you know.
It does count. Come on now. Wait, now maybe back in the day, but the kids have friends online now. It totally counts.
Yeah,
it totally counts. Especially,
but the question is, why don't you have your own friends like in real life there?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just like I would have had to have gone to like gay clubs and stuff like that and met people, and I just never did. And then. And then I met Mark, and then it was easy to just, he already had kind of a group of friends. And so it was easy just to glom on. And like I said, I can barely keep up with my fake friends, as you called them.
I did not say fake friends.
You did. You're like, oh, those aren't real.
Well, I just meant not in real life. But no, because, you know, you need to have some hobbies to actually go somewhere and meet some people in real life to have real gay friends.
I know. You need people to have three ways with. You got to go out there and... No, just kidding. So...
Yes.
That I can't forget it because I've got it in my hand, the thing that I pulled out.
And it's actually bigger now.
So this is, you are going to, well, first of all, this is a product of Italy, Archer.
Okay.
This is a bottle of, it's wine, ladies and gentlemen. But this was a gift. The reason I brought up the Filipino friends is because the Filipinos around here, the community, we'll say, they like to go around, and now that we're all quarantined, or sorry, staying at home, whatever you call it, whatever we're doing right now where we're trying to go out less than we did before, they used to have parties all the time. Like, every weekend there'd be a party. It'd be a birthday celebration, or it'd be a, you know, whatever. And they can't do that right now. So what they've started doing is they go around and they give food to each other, but they just like leave, they'll make food and they'll leave it at your doorstep or whatever.
Okay.
And so on Father's Day, we were out working in the yard and one of the Filipino friends came over and gave us a gift of some sort of food. I don't remember what it was, but they gave us this bottle of wine. And it's a Stella Rosa. I don't know the vintage. I don't know the year, but it is a pineapple wine.
Wait, does it actually say it's made from pineapple?
It just says, it says pineapple. It's made from grapes. It says grapes for our delicious Stella Rosa pineapple are harvested from beautiful vineyards, a refreshing wine combined with natural flavors of pineapple. Oh, maybe they do put pineapple juice in it. So I've not had this, but I'm telling you, this is my kind of wine. Because it's
probably sweet.
It's going to be sweet. And I want to, and I knew you would turn your nose up because that whole shelf behind you.
Yeah, you see all that wine back
is,
there?
Is, you know, but I'm gonna drink this while we're doing it because, you know, I mean, why not? Why not drink a little
I already had a bunch of wine and I promised my husband I would not get crazy drunk.
Because he knows what happens when you get drunk.
Exactly.
You start telling people to pull things out. And by the way, John Ong in the chat room said that the food at Filipino parties is really good.
And he also says that he's asking how far I am from the microphone. I must be too far away. Is this better, John?
You just sound a little. We don't know how far he is, John. So anyway, it's also carbonated. It's a sparkling. Oh, no. So I wanted to.
How does it taste?
Let's see. Can I make a.
Don't slurp your wine. Oh, no, he's choking on it.
Aren't you supposed to like kind of swish it around?
Yes,
or like
in your mouth, you can swish it around your mouth. Yeah.
And then don't you go or something like kind of breathe in so you can.
Once you get it in your mouth, yes, you can do that. You can breathe air through the wine in your mouth.
Well, I get. Actually, crazily, it's not bad. I mean, you would hate it.
Daniel and John Ong, you're correct. By accident, I was using my internal microphone. Now I've got the Yeti going.
I thought he was too, but I'm just so happy to have a co-host. That is much better though. By the way,
sorry, I had the wrong thing on the. It was correct in my system preferences, but it was not correct in the Zoom.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the technical help, chat room. So, anyway,
wait, let me ask you about the wine. So you said, is it sweet? Does it taste sweet?
It is sweet. Although I could probably go with sweeter.
Oh my God, sweeter?
Because how do you know? You don't know how sweet it is.
Well, no, but from what you described, that probably has about
maybe 4 to 5% residual sugar.
Who knows?
But what you like is probably more like 8 to 9% residual sugar, which is like really sweet.
What I like is for them to literally take the sugar and just pour it in. You know,
it's not quite how they do it.
So what I like is literally they're syrupy, you know, like,
oh my
God.
I mean, that's like a dessert wine.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be like 14% residual sugar. That's like crazy high.
Well, I don't know about this.
Like John said, Moscato is definitely a sweet wine.
I made strawberry shortcake last night, and because I went to the store, and they strategically put the strawberries out, and they put them next to the whipped cream, and they put like an angel food cake or whatever right next to it, and you're like, oh, that looks so good. I think I want a strawberry shortcake. So I bought all these. I didn't even go there for that. I went there for something, for a recipe that I'm doing for Throwing Down, or I did for Throwing Down, which is tomorrow. And so I bought all that stuff. And speaking of residual sugar, I tried to macerate the strawberries.
Okay.
Where you like pour sugar over it and, you know, whatever. And I don't know what I did wrong, but I... 2 hours later, I was expecting this juicy, like syrupy kind of strawberries. There were just like sugar granules on top of strawberries after like 2 hours. But I put it in the refrigerator. I'm not sure if you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you should not have put it in the refrigerator. Left it out in the, you know, room temperature.
Yeah, maybe that was it. So anyway, so back to the wine.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Go back to the grocery store where you said you saw the angel food cake, you saw the strawberries, whatever. You know what that sounds like? It reminds me of when people at fast food restaurants recommend that you have something.
but no one came to me and said,
no, but it was setting out and you saw it, like they were suggesting you try it.
No one came. Now, if they'd have come to me and said, Adam, would you like to try our strawberry shortcake ingredients this evening?
You'd say, no, get the fuck away from me.
I'd be like, no, hell no. No, I don't want any strawberry shortcake. Anyway, I thought it'd be healthier. Actually, no, what they put out, I don't know if you guys have this in your store, but have you seen, it's not even angel food cake. They're these round, yellow, Twinkie looking. I mean, it looks like it's the
sponge
same.
Sponge cake.
Yeah, it's sponge cake, and they're round, and they've got a little divot in the middle. Little, and they come in like packets of four or whatever, and they're made specifically for strawberry shortcake. But I decided I wouldn't get those. I decided I'd be a little bit higher class and get the angel food cake that was next to them.
I see.
So I did that. But the strawberries were grainy. I was like, oh my God. It tasted good. So
I would take the sponge cake and put a whole bunch of white cream in them. Because I like white cream.
Well, I did. I had a can of Ready Whip.
Oh, perfect.
And so what I did is I layered it. I like it did angel food cake and then the grainy strawberries and then whipped cream and then another angel food cake and then another thing of strawberries and then more whipped cream, like a bunch of whipped cream on top, like a lot. I don't know.
And John, okay. You are correct on my face.
So anyway, the wine. So I want it, so first of all, it is sweet, and I do actually more than anything, I smell pineapple. Like I'm getting a very pineapple-y smell. Like if I was just to cut into a fresh pineapple,
that's what you would smell. Okay,
that's what I would smell.
But are you tasting it at all? No, tasting of pineapple.
Yeah. Actually, I am. No, I am. Okay. I am tasting it. It's interesting.
Well, they probably blended. If it's really sweet, like a Vidal or Saval, something like that, with the pineapple juice. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done that. I don't know. So anyway, so I wanted to do that. And then I also, we've done this on an after show of Dubious Intent, but it wasn't recorded. And I wanted to tell you a little bit. So I moved to a town called Tawny Town.
Yes.
And I've talked a little bit about it on anybody who listens to my show, like they've probably heard a million towns. Oh, I live in Tawny Town, but our mail comes from Springdale and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. But so I wanted a little bit, first of all, a little bit of the history about my town. Italians began their lives in America as tenant farmers on the South Arkansas plantation of Sunnyside. And eventually some of them migrated up to Northwest Arkansas because the climate and the terrain and all of that stuff was similar to Northern and Central Italy. So they started planting things like they would in Italy. They planted grapes, like the vineyards. They had vegetable gardens. They had apples and peach orchards and strawberries and like all this stuff like from Italy. And that was like back in like 1898. And so the guy who the town is named after, his name is Henry de Tonti, and he's one of those Italian immigrants. So
did he own a lot of the property there?
Actually, I don't know that much. Sorry.
Okay. I won't ask questions you can't answer.
You can Google Tonti Town history.
I'm sure get a nice Wikipedia page.
I didn't do that much research, but that being said, we have a lot of wineries here. We have a winery here, a lot of wineries. It's a very small town. This town has like 2,500 people in it. Very small town. And so we have a winery. I think it's just one winery. But all of the wines are made from grapes that were grown here. All the wines in this winery. So they're not like bringing in grapes or anything like that.
So they're estate grapes.
Yeah, sure. So,
well, that just means that they were grown on the property at the winery.
Yeah, at least that's what they say. I mean, when I read their about list, and so I just wanted to read. I think some of these are going to. Well, first of all, I did want to ask you a question. So, obviously, there are, because I'm seeing reds, whites. I'm seeing ports. All of these different kinds, and this is going to be a really ignorant question, but would it be common?
There are no ignorant questions, just ignorant people.
Well, at times. It's not like I've driven through the entire area and found every single grapevine, you know, in the area, but probably a mile from my house, there's a vineyard or an area of grapevines, and it doesn't look that large. I mean, it doesn't look like a very large area.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, would it be normal for them to grow several different types of grapes right next to each other? Because a red wine is going to be a different grape than a white wine, right? So you're going to have some kind of red grapes or whatever. And it's they all seem so small. Like, I'm just really surprised they have that many different types of wine for such a small area.
Well, you can definitely grow grapes, you know, different kinds of grapes right next to each other, but they tend to do them in blocks, they're called. So you would have a block of a certain kind, like Cabernet Sauvignon, or a block of Sauvignon Blanc, or you do it in a block. So even though it looks like they're all together, though, the winery knows which area is that they're all growing in. You know, it's much more organized than you seeing it.
Yeah. So I mean, this is not, I'll just read you some of these. So they have a Cabernet Sauvignon, which says it's dry with aromas of plums and currants and has a velvety hint of oak. Ugh. I'll tell you, red wine. I do not want to taste anything. I don't want to drink anything that tastes like I'm chewing on the bark of a tree. Or something.
Correct.
I don't like red wine. Like, I don't want, they're like, oh, it has this nice oaky, you know, whatever. And I'm like, ugh, it's horrible. Anyway.
But the oak gives you other flavors as well. Not just necessarily that like you're chewing a piece of wood.
Well, that's what I get. When they say red wines always taste like I'm licking the barrel.
Okay.
That's what they taste like to me.
I need to share some wine with you then.
Maybe. Oh, it needs to be sweet.
And not a sweet red. Are you talking about a sweet red wine?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, the Kool-Aid man was red. So, I mean, you know, you can have a red color and have sweet.
He wasn't alcoholic.
We don't know. They have a Chambuchon?
Chamberson.
Chamberson. Oh, I was trying to be much more fancy than...
That is a hybrid grape. It's not a true vinifera from France.
It says dry with a cherry bouquet and heavy oak.
Yeah, it's very fruity. Oh, well, heavy oak, that means they really oaked it a lot then.
Because
Chambersin is usually lighter and fruity.
I would throw up. Okay, so they have an Italian red. They have an Yves Noir.
How's it spelled?
I-V-E-S, Noir.
Ives Noir, that must be the name of theirs.
Oh, maybe. Noir. A medium sweet, heavy bodied with flavors of spicy sweet grapes.
Hmm.
Now this is the one, okay, this next one is the one that I'm going to send to you. I need to get your address. I don't know if this is legal, but I bet I could order it on their website and just have them ship it to you. This is a red muscadine.
Oh, please.
Because, I mean, I want you to get the true flavor of Tonty Town, Arkansas.
If it's red muscadine, then it's going to be sweet and you have to chill it.
So, because muscadine is a very common grape. Or grape. Is a muscadine even a grape? But anyway, it's very common.
No, it is a grape. Yes, it is a grape.
It's very common here. They grow here in Arkansas. Yeah. So it's a thing. Anyway, so there's a white muscadine. This is getting boring, but there's a lot of wines here. All I wanted to say is, see, we have great wine heritage here.
I don't know if I'd call it great wine heritage, but you've got some wine heritage. You need to actually go to that winery and do a tasting where you can taste each of the individual wines and find out which ones you like.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I mean, literally, I could walk there. It's just right up the road. It's
even
not...
better. Walk there and you can get drunk while you're there.
That's true. That's right. It's hard to get drunk on wine, though.
Are you kidding? I do it all the time.
I mean, I don't know. But I mean, you have to drink a lot, though, unless you're a lightweight.
Well, that depends, because like the alcohol in the wines that you're talking about is probably more like 10 to 12%. The wines that we drink is more like 14, 15%, which is a lot higher.
Is that when you just take the vodka out and like mix it?
No.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that before, like just, you know, mix vodka with like a white wine or something.
We've never done that, no.
All right. Well, there is the wine bit.
Okay. So now you've asked me a question about the wine. Now I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is probably a quick one, but you have to describe it. Have you taken a bath in that new bathtub yet?
No, I haven't. I really like to take baths, but the thing is, I stay really busy doing stuff. And then when I would have the time to take a bath, I'm really sleepy. It's kind of like reading a book. It's like the only time that I would have time to read a book is like late at night when I'm about ready to go to bed or whatever. And then I get in the bed and I turn on the light and I'm reading and I fall asleep. So I have not, but I want to.
You really should. And then you know what you're going to have to do is take a picture of you in the tub and post it on Twitter. I mean, nothing dirty, you know.
One time I took I don't think I posted this anywhere, but Mark and I were in a hotel somewhere and I posted, or I don't think I posted it. I was taking a bubble bath.
What happened to you?
I was taking a bubble bath and so I for some reason decided I was going to take a picture of myself and I don't think I posted it anywhere. It was a horrible picture.
I was going to say, I haven't seen that picture.
It was not good. And as I've said before, I mean, I have my dad bod now, so I don't.
Have you gained a lot of weight during the whole quarantine the last 3 or 4 months?
You know, I don't know because I stopped weighing myself.
Well, you sound like our president. If you don't weigh yourself, you don't gain weight.
I stopped weighing myself and so I don't know, but I'm going to have a lot of work to do before the next Pride 48. Although Nico said I was giving off daddy vibes the other night and he seemed to like it. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I just need to like embrace my daddiness and like be hairy and... not fat, but just, you know, a little meat.
A little pudge.
A little meat on my bones, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Grow a beard.
Hey, hairy, where are you hairy?
Everywhere.
Really?
I mean, there is not. So any of those, when I was younger, like any of those pictures or if you saw me in person and I was shirtless or, you know, whatever, I was shaved. Like I had shaved because I used to shave. I used to shave everything. Like I've waxed. I've nared. Although nair is not good. Your nipples crack.
And it burns.
You don't want to get nair on your nipples because they literally
get nair anywhere.
They literally. I mean, think of we went to Hawaii, and there's these lava fields where you see all these cracks in the lava.
Yeah.
What my nipple, they weren't black. I mean, you know, they're pink. But literally my nipples were like, anyway, so I used to shave all the time.
Right. So are you hairy right now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just you and me. Lift up the shirt so I can.
No, I
got to stop talking so it'll go to you.
I won't lift it up, but
no, that's not that hairy.
I'll pull it down. I mean, look at my arms. Look. Yeah, I don't know how hairy you.
The in thing for gays is to shave your arm, shave that hair off your arms.
Well, I used to shave everything. And now I've just gotten really lazy. You know, I don't know if Mark would prefer me to be shaved.
You should ask him.
I should ask him because I just have gotten so lazy because I've been in this relationship like 8 years. And so, get kind of.
What about your back? Do you have back hair?
Yeah. Shoulder.
Does he shave it for you?
No, I haven't shaved that in like 2 years.
Oh my God.
But I don't take my shirt off like ever. I sleep in a shirt. I have sex in a shirt. Everything.
Adam.
A shirt and socks.
Crazy.
The lights are out.
Listen, because I'm older than you when the lights are out too. That's no fun.
So here recently, as I've gotten a little bit older, and I've gained a little bit of weight, I breathe a little bit heavier when I'm having sex, and it really started bothering me. And so I now have to turn on. We have an Amazon Echo next to the bed, and I have to tell Echo to play pop music before we have sex, so I don't hear myself breathing heavily.
I think that's hilarious.
It's gotten horrible. I mean, I used to attempt to be sexy and all that kind of stuff. No, it has all gone downhill now.
Well, I remember because I used to listen to the Adam and Maddie show when you used to do that little pay for watching you play with yourself whatever it was. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but back in the 90s, I actually had my shoulders and back laser hair removal.
I should do that. Did it work?
Yes, it did work. I am completely hairless on my back and shoulders now. But it was outrageously expensive.
Yeah. I don't know if it is now. I don't know if it is.
I don't know if it is now either, but I'm totally hairless.
It's got to be cheaper now, but yeah, and now that I have a little bit more money than I did. So back in the day when I was with Maddie, I even went to a place that did that and just for a trial, and they did one little like inch by inch section or whatever. And it hurt so bad. It was like somebody taking a rubber band and pop, 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 but over and over in the same spot. I mean, I can take a rubber band popping me like once or twice, but over and over and over, it was really painful.
Yeah, but beauty is painful. You have to know that. But here's the thing. And it's not just once because the hair grows in cycles. So I had to have it done 3 or 4 times within a year because of the way that your growth of your hair is.
Yeah.
But to completely be hairless, you had to go back 3 or 4 times. And they put numbing cream on it before they did it. So I didn't feel the rubber band thing much.
I should do that, though. I bet it's less expensive now. And I bet, I could do it and probably be okay. And also I really have really dark hair, really dark brown hair, and that's better for it.
Yes. I was going to say that responds best to the laser hair removal.
Yeah. Than the blonde hairs. Actually speaking of sex, I do have a question from Twitter.
Okay.
And Matt from Big Gay Sex Show, tweeted on Twitter. And he said, did you know you were first choice to replace Ouija if Big Gay Sex Show would have continued years ago? Would you have accepted?
You?
That's what the question says.
I could see you years ago being a Ouija. Sure.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm like totally like
conservative.
I don't do anything. I don't take my clothes off.
I used to think Ouija was hot. I haven't seen him lately, so I don't know what he looks like now, but
Daniel's asking a bunch of questions in the chat room. I didn't ask for questions in the chat room.
We had
Daniel.
Questions?
He's asking why I'm ignoring the questions in the chat room.
Well, what are the questions? Let's see. Did the lava field rid you of your body hair?
No.
What other cool hip trends do the gays do?
Did I talk about a trend that the gays do? I don't know.
I think I said it's a trend to have the gays shave their arm hair.
Oh, okay. Kyle also says, sorry, chat room. I don't mean to be ignoring you, but, Archer and I are just having such a lovely conversation here.
I know we are, aren't we? Daniel said you started the show by asking for questions.
No, I didn't. I said I had questions on Twitter, but you guys can ask questions. I apologize.
Absolutely. We'll answer them.
Kyle says something about, I lost it. Where was Kyle's thing? Kyle was saying something and I wanted to say something to Kyle. I lost it. He said
Adam is calling me out without realizing it.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying, but Kyle, I just want to tell you, if you're still listening, your article was a revelation. And I realized that I'm aside. He also says, Daniel also says, why are you ignoring all the questions there? I stopped ignoring the questions, Daniel. Okay, so back to Matt's question.
Yes.
No, I did not know that I was considered. I didn't even know that there was a time when you were considering continuing with another co-host. But I'm flattered, and I believe at the time I would have said yes.
Wait, let me clarify a question. Is he mean that you could replace Ouija as in body type and looks, or?
No, just on the show.
Okay, as a show, okay.
No, as a host. I mean, first of all, it's an audio podcast. So, I mean,
I've seen pictures of Ouija, and he's hot.
Okay, well, are you calling me ugly?
No, not to say that you're not.
Adam, officially, Adam is too ugly to be a co-host on Big Gay Sex Show.
Not what I'm saying.
Archer has ruled. And Gary says Ouija was hot. Is Ouija not hot anymore? I think he's still.
I said it earlier. I have not seen him, so I don't know. But do you know who Ouija is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen him.
I've met Ouija because they came. They came to Pride 48 in Vegas, and they did their show, and I got naked on their show.
Oh.
One of the Scott the Satyr and myself.
That had to be a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, yeah. That was when I was still shaving. I was like 138 pounds or something.
Oh, I would love to be 138.
My mom thinks I look sick when I'm that skinny. But anyway, Kyle says something about adding vodka to wine was calling him out. I've never done that, but all right. And so Mean Keen also says, don't knock Arkansas wine. But I don't have time to read the whole thing.
That's a big, long thing there.
So anyway, I don't think Matt's listening right now, but yeah, no, I would have done it. And, you know, I will say this. I, in my life, have done enough sex to never be boring when talking about sex. I've only gotten a little bit more conservative about it because I'm with someone who's conservative about it. And I don't mention it as much or bring it up. I don't want to talk about my sex life because, you know, he's conservative about it. And I don't want to, you know, Maddie, it was like all, you know, all over the place. And he and I were both that way. And so I could be really wild and crazy and talk about licking ass and, you know, have an ass tattoo on the show and like all the stuff that I did. But Mark is very Catholic and, you know, and whatever.
That's because like you guys don't do any fucking, right?
I mean, we have, but not very much. Not very much.
What is this about a butt tattoo?
Oh, on the Adam and Maddie show for Maddie's birthday. Oh, it's a long story.
Not long. You got a butt tattoo.
I did not get a butt tattoo, but I made a stencil out of this contact paper that, you know, you put on the shelves.
And I remember
Maddie was gone.
Around your butthole, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I like, I put the stencil on there, and then I took a Sharpie and I bent over a mirror. Maddie was gone. I was trying to surprise him. And then the whole thing was that, you know, I revealed it to him on air when we were doing a live show.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think he took pictures and posted them or something. But, and then later that night, when he tried it out with his mouth, he got Sharpie around his mouth.
Now, I think that's interesting that you would use a black Sharpie around your butthole.
I didn't think it was going to come off. I mean, that's the reason I chose Sharpie, because Sharpie, I thought this will take weeks to come off. No one's going to see it except for him.
Right.
Or people on the webcam or something, you know, that aren't going to care. I mean, it's not like my pastor is going to see my butthole or something like that with a Sharpie around it. And after after a few weeks, it'll wear off. But I didn't realize that, like, you know, 30 minutes later, when we're in the wherever we were having some fun, he gets Sharpie around his mouth. I mean, I didn't know he was.
He comes up from licking your ass.
Yeah. He did. I'm like, well, that's not permanent.
Oh my God.
It was really difficult to do that, though, by the way. I mean, it was really difficult to do that.
I would not even think of doing that. So while we're on this subject, let's find out what's the biggest dick you've taken in your ass?
Oh, in my ass? Oh, yeah. It would be Maddie.
Oh, it was. I didn't know what he looked like. Was he a big boy?
Yeah, 8.5 by 6.
Oh my God, like a beer can.
Yeah, but only once or twice, and it hurt.
Oh,
I think I got injuries from that.
If it hurt, then you guys weren't doing it right. You're doing it too fast or something.
Well,
you gotta go slow.
Everyone needs to go out and read Kyle's article, because he explains all about how there are people out there who have tighter rear ends than other people. And so that, you know, that it can be painful for them. So when bottoms say, oh, you're just not doing it right, if you're, you know, if you're in pain, it could be that your ass was not made to have something stuck in it and that it hurts. Now, granted, we could have been doing it wrong as well, but it hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so this article that you're talking about for Kyle from the Gayish podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure he can post a link in the chat room.
I was going to say, where would we find this article? And when you say that you are a side, does that mean that you have to lay on your side to get fucked?
No, actually, though, that's, you know, very intelligent guessing, but no, that's not it. So a side is someone who prefers oral.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't know if Kyle made that term up, but it was in his article, and I'm believing everything he says in his article. So
where did you read the article?
It was on a website. I don't remember. I know any moment now, Kyle is going to be posting a link in the chat room.
I'm sure he will.
Speaking of buttholes and how bigger things they've taken, I also got a card in the mail today. Aww. And I wanted to call out this person because it was so sweet. And we just moved. And so it says, hi, Adam and Mark. Congratulations on your new home together. I wish you all the joy that comes with a home of your own. I'm very happy for you both. Best wishes and love, Nessa. So thank you so much, Nessa.
I bet she made that card too.
Yeah, and it's such a nice card. And I thought, and it's very...
Oh, that's pretty.
It's thick. I mean, I don't want to... I mean, it's very thick, like...
Well, Gay's like it thick.
She's like, oh, I bet he's going to want a thick card. So anyway, Nessa, thank you so much. The card came today and she asked me for my address last week. And I thought, that's maybe she's going to send me something. And she did. Look at that.
Well, at first you were thinking, do I want to give my address to strangers?
No, I would give my address to Nessa anytime.
No, I'm teasing.
I've met Nessa. So back to Twitter.
Yes.
All right. So question, and this will be for both of us. This is from Dean Barney. In the UK. And he says, who has the sexiest voice on Pride 48 podcasts? So I will go to you.
I actually saw that on Twitter and I've been trying to think about that, but you go ahead.
No, I want you to go.
Well, I actually don't know because I've been listening to Enormous.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I can't remember the guy's names, the two separate names, but one of them has a voice that I think is sounds pretty sexy.
So Casey, well, there's Casey and then there's Harley, I believe.
Who's the one with the beard?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've met them, but I don't remember either one of them having a beard. I mean, maybe they do now, but
maybe they don't.
Anyway, all right. So here's my answer for this. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I will let you know right now who is the sexiest voice in Pride 48.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Best voice in Pride 48, sexiest voice in Sarah from Sarah Talk.
That wasn't Sarah from Sarah Talk. That was Angie Vera.
No, that was Sarah from Sarah Talk.
Are you sure?
Yes. Sarah sent me that recording. I know it was Sarah from Sarah Talk.
I thought that was Auntie Vera.
Yeah. So that's the answer to that question. It's Sarah from Sarah Talk. Okay. By the way, they said that they were very sad that they couldn't join this year, but Sarah had to work.
Oh, so, that's too bad.
And, you know, these days when people have to work, when they actually can work, it's good. All right. Another question. So Dean Barney sent a few.
Okay.
What has been your proudest moment as a podcaster / part of Pride 48?
Oh, gosh.
I'll let you go first.
I went first last time.
Okay, I'll go first. I have mine. So mine was, well, so the first, when Maddie and I broke up, and there was a lot of drama, and there was about a 6-month period when I was away from Pride 48. Okay. And then that's when they, I'll have two. The first one was just that first year when I went to the live event and everyone's standing around the microphones and crying and I'm crying and like everyone. And it was our first like in-person event. And I was just very proud of all of us that we had like done that, you know, from our beginnings to like actually going and meeting each other and having a, you know, I thought that was really. And then the other one was the first year in New Orleans, just in general, because that was my first time without having Daniel, and it was just kind of me and the suits. And so I was just proud that I was able to pull it off without, you know, having to have him there. We love to have Daniel and we always want to have Daniel, but I was just proud of myself that I was able, because I had some doubts whether or not I would be able to. So,
well, I'd say you did it very well, because that was my first time.
I know.
And I think maybe that's what I'm proudest of, that I actually did a live show live in Las Vegas. I mean, in New Orleans.
It was good.
I was scared shitless, let me tell you.
It's funny how scared, you know, I mean, you used to do live streams. Like,
yes, I used to do it all every year with you guys.
And
yes.
And it's funny that, like, I mean, you had, like, you would do your gangbang shows and stuff like that, and all those were live. And it's funny, though, but you get this makes a lot of podcasters really nervous, where where you're not even really, you're seeing a chat room, but it's not like you have 100 people or 1,000 people in front of you.
Right.
And people get nervous on this, but I guess, you know, I
got nervous because there were people in the room.
Yeah.
And then I had like 3 or 4 people sitting. I think you were up there with me too.
Yeah, I was.
And doing that, I was just like so nervous, you know, but I'm not that nervous.
Here is, well, we're glad you came.
Thank you.
And you drove. How long a drive was that from DC?
Yes. Two years in a row I drove.
How long a drive?
17 hours.
Ugh.
I spent the night halfway through, you know, at my mother's in Tennessee.
At a truck stop? You know, those could be fun.
No, my sister lives in Tennessee. I stayed with her. But I was planning to drive again this year, but, you know, now we're not doing it, so.
I know, but we will do it again. We will do it again. Daniel says you waited until he wasn't there to show up.
Well, that's probably true. I'm just kidding. I would love to meet Daniel. I think he would be a lot of fun in person.
Kyle still didn't post the link to his wonderful article, which I've been raving about for like 15 minutes.
Wait, he did. I see it right
there.
How to bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle. I called you out and then I don't see it. Oh, I do see it. Yeah. Yeah. You should read that later. All right. Another thing from Dean Barney says, no, we're not doing that one. Okay. Genie grants you one wish, new penis, your choice of dimensions and appearance, new hair, your choice, or ability to sing beautifully. Well, Dean doesn't know me very well, and you wouldn't know by any of the singing that I've done on my show, but I do have a pretty good singing voice. I used to be in the Turtle Creek Chorale, and I sing. That's the gay chorus in Dallas, by the way. Okay. And so I don't think I need a better singing voice. I mean, I'm not planning on going into opera or anything anytime soon. Right. Just for singing at church and in little choirs, I'm good. I'm happy with my penis, but I would like more hair on my head.
I was just going to say, you need to clarify that.
Not on your body. Not on my body. So what about you, Archer? What?
Easily a new penis.
Really?
Yes. Because I'm very average, like between 5.5 and 6 inches.
Okay. Well,
it's thick. I will say that I do have the thickness, but I would prefer to have it like 2 or 3 more inches.
You know, I'm going to say something. I'm somewhere between 6.5 and 7, but I don't like I am a connoisseur of dick. I have sucked a lot of penis. I mean, I'm not a big old bottom, but I mean, put me in front of a glory hole or something like that. You know, maybe not you too, but
do you have a number? Like how many?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea, but it's gotta be hundreds. Anyway,
me too. Between 400 and 500.
Anyway, usually. I've not found a size that I didn't like. So like, I wouldn't care if mine was smaller or bigger or whatever. Like, I really, honestly, sometimes a small one that's pretty is better than because there is a that's nice. Pretty? Yeah. Pretty. I think I have a nice looking penis. You know, it's average. I mean, I don't think it's huge or anything. It's very photogenic, though. It looks bigger in photos than it actually is. People are always like, oh, my God, how big are you? I'm like, no, it's just photogenic. It looks big. But I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with that. But I actually.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because Scotty says he gags when he brushes his teeth.
But I think that sometimes smaller is less work, but still fun. And I don't like an ugly one, like a deformed looking one or something.
I don't like one that has had a bad cut job if they're.
Oh,
cut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really, I don't care for that at all, but I prefer something with a little bit of meat, you know, a little thickness that I can fill your mouth up.
I mean, I can see that, yeah. But don't your jaws get tired though, after a while, especially if it's someone who takes a long time.
I am talented enough to make them come sooner.
Oh, I see. All right. No, I just not that eggplant one from earlier that was they posted. No. So that's basically, and I think, let's see, let me make sure I didn't have, let's see, were there any other questions? If I missed somebody's question, I'm sorry. I do have a voicemail I need to play. You know what? I need to play this voicemail.
Okay.
Because this was specifically sent in for the show. So let's play this now.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend on Pride 48 Live, streaming at you from everybody's home. Your show is going to be an hour tonight, and you wanted some content.
Yep.
So let me...
sing happy birthday?
...give you two suggestions or two questions, and you can respond to those. So, Big Patty, play the music. Okay.
Oh, I don't have music. Sorry.
I know that Pride 48 started because of you and Daniel 11 years ago. Can you talk about that again, how all that came about, the deciding to do Pride 48? And then after 11 years, what do you see how Pride 48 should be going? And what do you see for the future of Pride 48? Again, I've loved it for the whole 11 years. And then my second question is...
That was two.
Recently, you talked about going to college at Ole Miss. Can you talk more about that? Again, that you probably talked about it before, but that was new to me. How was it going to college in the Deep South? Were you out at that time? And then, of course, you know, all the stuff that's going on in our world today with the Black Lives Matters and Mississippi being in a pretty well-segregated, probably even in when you were going. How did that play out at Ole Miss? And what did you see there during your time in college? Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing your show tonight. And it's going to be
I should have played
weekend,
that one earlier.
Thank you for all your hard work. See you tonight.
All right. Thank you for calling, Gary. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's a lot to answer.
Yeah, that's a lot to answer. I failed, and I didn't pre-listen to that one, so I didn't realize there were three questions in that one. So I will say, so first of all, Ole Miss, maybe I'll talk about that during the week, because I need a lot of content for that. I'll just quickly say, so Pride 48, Daniel and I were both doing live streams. Adam and Maddie's show was doing a live stream, and Daniel was doing a live stream, and they were separate. And Daniel and I became really good friends. He called in, and I would call his show. And so we were just talking and drinking one night or something after. I don't know what we had done, but anyway, we were just talking about, and I was telling him how much I loved radio, and I've always wanted to do like a network and all that. And then he kind of came up with the idea that we should do it around Pride and, like, you know, do it with an event and all that kind of stuff. So the whole Pride concept was Daniel. I was more like, I want to have a radio station, you know, that sort of thing. So that was me. And then Daniel brought in the whole Pride concept and bringing in the shows, because I didn't think anybody would. If I emailed people and said, hey, you want to do a 48-hour thing, I thought nobody knows me. They're not going to respond. So Daniel reached out and found most of the original podcast, but so that's how it started. I don't have time to answer anything else, but I'll keep those two questions for my weekly show, so you'll have to tune in and listen to that one. So did you have any closing thoughts, Archer? I appreciate you joining me.
I had a great time. I'm so
It was fun.
I don't think the two of us have talked just you know, us before, so I really enjoyed this has been good.
That's true. I was never invited to any of your gangbang shows, so.
There were no invites. You just had to show up and I would
I didn't get a card. I mean, Nessa sends cards.
I know she does. Now I'm jealous. I did a little segment on my show just for Nessa. Anyway, I'm gonna be on at 3:00 on Sunday.
Yeah,
and then I'm joining Daniel's game show at 6:00 on Sunday as well. So people will be hearing me again. And I'm sure you are going to be on several other shows too, right?
Yeah, I have Throwing Down. Y'all have to look at the schedule. I have Throwing Down and Dubious Intent tomorrow, and then the closing show.
And the Throwing Down, do you have to pay money for that one?
It's going to be free.
Oh, this
one's
free.
It's going to be free, yeah, for
Pride 48.
The first one's
free, and then you have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. We want to get everyone hooked. You know, and then you go in and
you'll get a bunch of new subscribers on Monday.
Just like the webcam.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the first 30 seconds is free. And then if you want to see the cum shot, you got to, you know.
That's right.
Actually, my cum shots take longer than 30 seconds. But
do you cum that much?
No, I mean to get to them, not to.
Oh, of course.
Them. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm going to have to end it. So
you're very welcome.
Thank you
for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow or whenever. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.